Well, you are conducting a workshop here in Washington this weekend. Can you let folks know what this is?
The workshop we're going to be doing is called Caregiver Beginnings, and it's a workshop that's really focused on the early stages of caregiving or even pre-planning before caregiving begins. What we do is we walk people through some of the common concerns folks have when they're thinking about caring for an elderly loved one. We talk about a little bit about Alzheimer's disease, but we talk about falling and we talk about some legal issues and some healthcare things. Then after we go through that, we talk about what resources are available to them in the community that they're living in, and then we talk about how to design a care plan.
And who is this workshop targeted for?
We're really targeting people who, again, are just starting to think about caring for an elderly loved one, or perhaps they're thinking about their own future care needs, or someone who might be having to care for someone in the near future.
So this could be somebody that's concerned for maybe a parent or a spouse?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And is this open to anybody in the community?
Yes, it is.
And you mentioned this briefly, but some of the different diseases that are often associated with later ages will be covered. Will some of the early signs, say Alzheimer's, be talked about?
Yep, we do talk about kind of the 10 warning signs or 10 indicators that people encounter when they're looking at Alzheimer's disease and other dementias.
And what do you hope some of the attendees will get from these workshops?
Really, we want to give them the opportunity to think about caregiving from a different perspective. People, they tend to have one idea in their mind, and we really want to kind of broaden their horizons, give them different options, and talk about how to find resources where they live and different ways that they can put together a care plan.
And one thing also that you mentioned earlier that is often associated with care for an older loved one is falling. Can you talk about some of the fall preventions or what to do if somebody were to fall?
Okay. Fall prevention, several of the things that we talk about exercise, and by that I'm talking about strength training and balance exercises. We talk a little bit about maintaining the home as far as hallways being clear, lights being on. We talk about having medications evaluated, making sure that vision screenings are done on a regular basis. And really, if there is a fall, it's important for them to, if they can at all, to get up as soon as they can. And additionally, after there's been a fall, not to restrict their movement, to try and keep moving as much as they can, because really that's the biggest thing we see after people fall. They become more timid and they want to move less, and we want to try and keep those muscles going.
And it's about, you know, being able to enjoy all of your life.
Right, absolutely.
And with this, what do you hope maybe some of those folks that might be afraid to talk about this will do?
Well, I really hope that this kind of opens up the discussion. I'd love if people are at all concerned about this, worried about this, to come and check out the program, because really the best thing we can do is get people to plan in advance, because oftentimes people who are worried, they're concerned about it, they kind of want to wait until they're farther along in the process, and then some of the options that they might have had if they had done earlier planning just aren't available to them.
And with this earlier planning, is it more about health or is it about adapting your environment? Are there some kind of changes to your house that may be able to help you?
There's a number of different options, and we really just, this is kind of an introductory course, so we talk about a little bit about a lot of different topics. So things you can do in the home, like I said, talking about falling, and really some legal and healthcare planning steps that you can take too to make sure that if things are to happen, you kind of have plans in place in advance.
And do folks need to register ahead of time?
They can register through Wesley Life. That would be wonderful.
Can you remind folks when and where this will be?
It is going to be at Wesley Life. It's going to be on this Sunday, August 31st at 1:30.